Do we have any stalker laws that would have helped you?
No, ma'am.
It's February 7th, 2012. And the Sisterhood of Survivors has come to the Capitol for the first committee hearing on their bill. It would allow domestic abuse victims who are being stalked at work to quit their jobs and still qualify for unemployment compensation. Liz Turner testified they should not have to choose, as she did, between physical and financial survival.
Lost my home, my kids, and myself. Had to sleep in a car for days.
Sponsored by Democratic Senator Oscar Brandon of Miami, the bill has a long list of co-sponsors from both parties. It is already law in 32 other states, and Brandon assured the committee it would cost next to nothing.
Impact to the unemployment compensation trust of around $400,000.
So it's a popular bill, which supporters say helps women and families and doesn't break the budget. The Senate Commerce and Tourism Committee went for it.
So by your vote, the bill passes unanimously.
The members of the Sisterhood kissed and high-fived and prepared to return to Miami. There was no way for them to know. They had just witnessed the high water mark of Senate Bill 1440.
Reba's Logan is the one that we need to see because right. She hasn't done anything.
So we got to go to the 13th floor. All right. Yeah.
Okay. 3 weeks have passed, and five members of the Sisterhood of Survivors are back in the Capitol for a follow-up lobbying trip. Like all of her companions, Sisterhood leader Marcia Olivo is an abuse survivor, and she thinks their personal stories will attract what they need, co-sponsors and momentum, for the House version of the bill.
They're the one who has suffered the abuse. They know what it needs to create the changes that they need.
Up staircases, down elevators, from office to office they go. They are cordially received everywhere. Tallahassee's a very cordial place, but it's already clear.
But I'm just telling you, it's probably not going to happen.
They're getting nowhere.
Let me be honest with you, the bill hadn't moved.
The unemployment bill is off the legislative radar. No committee is hearing it. There is no path to passage. The Sisterhood's Nikki Nasir can't believe what's happening.
I will regret it if the bill would be delayed and another woman killed anywhere in Florida.
I got it.
The guy who gets it is Representative Peter Nair, a Republican from Tarpon Springs. He has agreed to sign on as co-sponsor. And he agrees it's a good bill that won't cost much. But he tells the sisters most of the state budget is a list of things that don't cost much.
But even though our budget is about $70 billion, we have requests for money probably over $200 or $300 billion, and we have to choose where to do that.
A break for lunch in the Capitol Grill. The sisters are being shown around by a community organizer named Marcus Farrell. He has some Tallahassee background, and he seems to know what the Sisterhood of Survivors is up against.
Because of redistricting and because of the fights and the tension between parties up here, instead of it being an environment of, okay, let's do the best thing for the Florida citizens, sometimes it's let's do the best thing for our party.
And it all seemed so nonpartisan when it passed that first committee 3 weeks ago, but there was opposition from the Florida Retail Federation, a major contributor to legislative campaigns. Lobbyist John Rogers said he hated to go against domestic abuse survivors, but there was a principle at stake.
We don't think you need to add something to the unemployment comp law where somebody separates from their job voluntarily.
I'd like to welcome the Sisterhood of Survivors of Domestic Violence. So if you would please give them a hand there in the East Gallery. Welcome to Florida Senate.
A warm shout out from the Senate floor, but a very cold lesson in state politics for the Sisterhood. In Tallahassee, most bills die in private. All it takes is one powerful lawmaker, one committee chairman to decide not to allow a bill to go forward, and it's doomed. And there's no way for the Sisterhood of Survivors to know for sure who killed it. Rick Stone, Tallahassee.